Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about a course I did when I found out a bit more about my dyslexia that made a massive impact in my life. I want to give a big shout out to Davis Dyslexia and what they do, and I want to talk about the program I did and just why I valued it and why I think it worked. It's really just my opinion on it, but you know, I think it's important to go through. So let's dive in. Okay, so if you've heard my story before, I'll just run through a very small part of it. So I got diagnosed at the age of 10. You know, there's a backstory there. But it wasn't until I was 31, 32, when I realized how much more dyslexia was than just reading, writing, and spelling. You know, those things could be solved with, you know, some of the tools that are out there, Grammarly and a bunch of other stuff, and different solutions I'd applied. They got me through. Not perfect, but good enough. But it wasn't until I really dug deeper and went and saw Vanessa Victor at Remarkable Minds over here in New Zealand, remarkableminds.org, that she explained more about the Davis dyslexia process and their way of looking at dyslexia beyond reading, writing, and spelling. Some of the stuff, you know, people just don't know about. People aren't told about it. When you've got kids, how are you supposed to know this stuff? People just don't say it. We just kind of go with the overriding belief that it's a reading and writing challenge. But I always remember sitting in the office with Vanessa, and she could see that my eyes popped up while she was telling me about dyslexia and asking me some questions. And she asked me, where is your mind gone? And I said, oh, I can hear your builders banging away on your deck. You know, she had someone doing some work. And she said, in your mind's eye, could you see what was happening? Could you picture it? And I said, yeah, of course. I could see the deck. I could see the builder. Every time I heard the nail hammered, I could see it like it was a real story in my mind. And what she said to me at that point was, what, you know, how do you know that's real? You've never met my builder. You've never seen my deck. It could be covered in little yellow ducks, for all you know. But you've created a memory or a thought or a visual that isn't real. And it took me a few seconds to process that because it was quite intense. And she said, imagine if you do that with 50% of what happens in your life. Imagine if 50% of your memories are cobbled together from different things and they're made up. They're stories in your brain. And it just kind of, everything kind of hit me at once. And, you know, by the by, we went through a process and decided that Davis Dyslexia's Life Concepts program was what I needed. You know, as I say, reading, writing, maths, I'm pretty good with maths actually, but reading and writing, I kind of had enough solutions for it. And it wasn't something that, you know, unless there's something really painful, you don't do anything about it, right? You wait until your hand is on fire before you go, oh, sheesh, I better actually put that out. You don't prevent it. But one of the things I'd challenged with is I'd gone through a heap of different self-development courses. I'd learned a lot. I was that guy that would walk around going, I know, you know, that, or I'd say that to myself at least. But if I wasn't really getting anywhere in my life, I felt like I kept going around in circles, hitting wall after wall. And so this course, you know, it's not cheap. From memory, it was a few thousand dollars, but it was a lot of one-on-one time to learn different principles to develop my identity. You see, the concept of self is really hard for dyslexics to get their head around. And, you know, we think we know it, we can say all the words, but it doesn't always sit deeply. And the Life Concepts course developed by Ron Davis many a year back. He's written the book, The Gift of Dyslexia, which is available everywhere. It probably needs an update. It's pretty meaty as a book, but the principles he's talking about are really accurate. And so with Life Concepts, the way it kind of works is it really looks at a bunch of different core concepts about self and how you interact with the world around you. You see a lot of, and I say this a bit, is around trigger words. Words that don't have physical representations, dyslexics really struggle to get their head around. You know, we're very good at pretending like we know what they are. We're good at even telling ourselves that we're good at understanding what they are. But in real life, we can be pretty poor. And so there's actually a graphic around this with the life concepts. But if you imagine at the bottom, there's a thing, there's this big block called self. And that's where we start. That's your identity. That's who you are, self. And then there are different concepts that drive you in your life. And they're broken into motivation, ability, and control. No one with dyslexia has control issues, do we? Who would have thought? And we go through a bunch of different principles, and I'll share a few of them. So, you know, it all bases around one big principle of responsibility, is because what you'll find with many dyslexics is we're very poor at responsibility and understanding, truly understanding, what am I responsible for? You know, you'll see we'll sometimes make the same mistake again and again and again, not quite get it. Sometimes we learn, sometimes we don't, but we seem to go around in circles. Well, this is what I used to experience quite a bit. Don't get me wrong, it's not like we would obviously do the same individual thing, but the same patterns would repeat. And it's a very unique thing for the dyslexics. It's that the things we shouldn't get, we get. The things we should get, we don't always get. It's like making sure we do the washing on a consistent basis or whatever it is for you, we struggle with it. And so building these concepts, you know, are all around phrases or words that don't have a physical meaning, like a table or a chair or a computer screen or whatever else I'm looking at while I record this podcast, my phone or the microphone. So I'm going to throw a few of them out there. Things like needs and wants, emotion. What does emotion actually mean? Force. They use energy as a concept. They use one as surviving versus continuing. Perception, experience, and thought. Sequence. One of the biggest ones for me was consequence. You know, cause and effect is a massive one they go through and teach. Because cause and effect isn't that natural in our brains. Our brains, if you imagine your brain is going at 100 miles an hour, by the time the effect is felt from the cause, we've kind of forgotten what the cause was. We're kind of like, I always think of dyslexics as cats that have done something wrong, and then the owner sprays them with a water bottle too late. They don't realize why they're getting sprayed with a water bottle. They just think everyone's spraying them with a water bottle. And like that's one of the biggest challenges as kids, is when we got told off, half the time we don't understand why we're getting told off completely. We're already moved on past whatever the thing was. And so it never really sinks in, and you kind of find us repeating negative patterns. Hey, just if this connects with you, you know, it's worth seeking out someone in your area. There are people around the world who practice this. But yeah, it goes into emotions, control, time and sequence. Time is always a massive one. You can start to understand how to work with time alone. It's game changing. Order versus disorder. Now, it's a heap of stuff. As I say, I'm not going to do it justice with what I'm saying here. But what I learned is that what I thought I knew, I didn't know anything. I didn't truly understand it. And it always came back to, I always remember listening to Russell Brand talking about this in one of his addiction books. He wrote a book about the 12 steps, but from his personality, it's a good listen, actually. He's very entertaining. But one of the things he said was he could say every word in the book and make people think he was a genius and he understood absolutely everything. But at the end of the day, he was just talking BS. He was just making stuff up. It didn't actually mean anything to him. There was no connection to truth in it. But for anyone watching, they would have thought, wow, he knows everything. And that really sunk into me because that's how I used to feel. I could talk to the best of them. I had built their confidence up from whatever way, but it didn't mean anything. It felt hollow. But after this Davis Dyslexia course, it was game-changing, changed the game for me personally. And so I just want to reach out and share that because it was such a huge experience. Davis Dyslexia have always been a great supporter of this podcast. They put it up on dyslexia.com to help more people get access to it. So I always really appreciate that. And if you are interested in learning more, Google Davis Dyslexia. You'll find heaps. The course I'm talking about is Life Concepts, but they have a heap of others. They're very intense one-on-one courses. Like, these are life-changing courses. They're not like, you buy something online and don't do it kind of courses. You know, not that any of us have ever done that, right? And so that is really valuable. I'll also pop a link in the show notes to remarkableminds.org. If you are in New Zealand or you want to reach out to them, they're always very friendly, and the team are epic. So that's what I wanted to share today, guys. It's worth checking out Davis's work. They're probably some of the best in the world on dyslexia and autism. And yeah, that's it for today. Have an epic rest of your day. I'll keep it short. I don't need to talk more than I have to. From a dyslexic mind, it's always working. And I'll be back next week.